and welcome, folks, to Data Transfer Season 2, Episode 12. I'm Audrey.
I'm Corla.
And I'm deep in the most wonderful time of the year, as they like to say. The Christmas shopping season is in full swing. And for the last 5 days, I have gotten to work the most, like, whatever floor is the busiest and most difficult, I have gotten to do that during the most difficult and peak time of it. Because I'm good at my job, which is a liability when you work in an exploitative and horrifying industry like retail.
Yeah, poor darling.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking radiant today. There's that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, you're glowing.
Hmm.
You're a little pink darling.
You're my little pink darling.
Am I pink right now? I'm pretty pink.
You're pretty damn pink. You're pretty shablasted.
Whee! Oh, that's a good point. You know what? Solidarity with you having a shitty time. Lilith, darling.
Oh, she is asleep, I think.
No, she's watching the movie. Hello. Another round of shots.
Let's do another round of shots, she says.
Yay!
Don't get a ookie tum now.
You're an ookie tum. I haven't had any kratom. I am eating an apple that had a bad spot, but I carved out the bad spot.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get an ookie tum from that.
Okay.
Salute. All brothers bless up. Even wrap us up in daddy's claws and play a dress up. She pouring that shot. Ooh wee! Down the hatch. Nap, nap, nap. She seemed to say. Yeah, it's whiskey. All of the when European settlers would show up in a place with liquor, and indigenous people didn't have any concept of what liquor was. Like, we usually have some sort of local alcohol that they had brewed but not distilled. And they would, pretty universally, the term for whiskey was fire water among indigenous peoples all over the world.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I'm still fucking mugging. And we don't record the visuals for this. This is just pain.
No, we do not. It's just pain for you. Corla, how are you doing? What's going on with you? What's happening in your world?
Factorio!
Woohoo!
It's been my life. I got this, what, 2 weeks ago? Close to three when it came out. And I've tacked on another 240-ish hours of playtime. So it's 10 full days.
Some of that is, like, leaving it overnight.
Some of that's leaving it overnight or while I nap so that the factory can run and make me more things. But more than half is actual playtime.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I told you that this thing, there's a reason I was hyper-focused on it before it came out. I'm like, this will eat my life until
my existence.
I'm done with it.
This is what I got going on for the next little while, she seemed to say.
I'm like hopping from planet to planet, fucking expanding my base of operations on each one from like a pretty solid system on each one to like now everything's legendary and I've plotted out like spaces for stuff to go and there's robots bringing stuff everywhere so I don't have to worry about throughput issues. It's a delight. I'm having such a good time with my little machines and the robots go doot doop boop 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 boop. And I fired a nuke just to see what it would be like. And I only barely outran it with the best equipment in the game and a shit ton of legendary exoskeletons stuffed in it.
Whoa.
So yeah, legendary nukes, fucking terrifying. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just don't. Or
generally
have one
good advice
sacrificial
for nuclear weapons.
Spider-tron that you send out there to do it for you, and it blows up in the process.
Damn.
I actually don't know if Spidertrons self-damage with nukes. They don't self-damage with the other explosive weapons.
I would have to assume they self-damage with nukes.
I would have to assume so. I love Spidertrons, though. They've got, they're spider robots, right? They're very tall. They have eight legs. They go all fucking over, and you can stick equipment stuff in them, so you can have a horde of spider bots, and one of them's full of landfill, right? And another one's full of rails, and another one's full of, like, rail signals. And you can just group those bitches together and be like, we are the train squad. And anytime you need a train, like your rail line extended, you send the fucking train squad, and they just handle it for you.
I'm enchanted by train squad.
Me too. It's fun to watch them work. Like, that's I was the train involved. Squad.
I was involved in a different manner of squad earlier this evening.
Yeah? Was it a goon squad? Were you gooning with someone?
No.
With multiple
there was no gooning to be had.
No!
Though there was talk of a, what was the term that they used? Oh, no, I have to look it up. It's in the Discord here. A scornful nut.
Explain.
Okay, so I appeared on the Ain't Shit Show. With the homie Marcos and Shaggy.
You were singing the praises.
It was a really fun time. We had an amazing recording. And one of the things that that the homie Marcos mentioned, he said, so there's different dimensions to nutting. And like the first dimension is just the physical, like the mechanical sensations of like pumping away and like getting a nut, right? And then there's the emotional dimension, and that's like a different kind of nut where you get like a real fulfilling, emotionally satisfying, beautiful experience with somebody.
Yeah, I call that a nipple nut.
And then there's a psychological nut where like some sort of sexual thought or fetish is in your head, and it's so intense and powerful that it drives you towards your orgasm. And then there's a scornful nut. Where you edge for 4 months and never come, and then you get increasingly angry and upset and scornful until you do finally nut, and then you achieve a level of clarity that allows you to do incredible creative processes.
That's so true. I couldn't fucking jork it when I was in the psych ward the last
Yeah.
Because, you know, they check on you periodically. I don't want them to see me fucking dangling in my flangling. That's, they're at work. Come on.
Yeah. I pulled it off in the shower at the psych hospital last time I was there.
That's an idea.
No, it was a monastic nut. No pornography, just memories.
That's the thing. Before I got on HRT, I couldn't do that shit.
Yeah.
Now, on HRT, I can poke my nipple once and just be like, "Yes, mistress." That's it. That's all I need, and then it's just on a feedback loop, baby.
That rocks. Yeah. It is fun, the psychological dimension of the nut, especially when you're running on E.
Yeah, and especially with the help of, like, hypnosis. You have, like, consistent, aggressive suggestion fucking with your brain. And you can make yourself nut over the weirdest things.
That's true.
Just to blow someone's spot up. I'm not going to say who, but I have made it so that someone, can be made to meow, like I can just like make her do nothing but meowing, can't talk normal human words, just meows, and I can also flip a switch so that meowing, like, brings her closer to coming.
Whoa!
So that I'll just feel like, "How you doing, kitty?" And she'll go meow meow meow. And it's like
meow,
a really...
meow, meow.
Yeah, no, precisely. I should mention, by the way, I'm not just drunk on two shots of whiskey. I am higher than I've been in years off of weed. That's really saying a lot. Years. Here's the thing. I saved a whole keef drawer, Audrey. The whole fucking thing packed up like halfway full. And then I had a big old thing of it, just fucking packed the gravity bong full. And then I was like, there's still a ton of this left. And then I asked Lilith to join me, and she took a big hit, and she went, that's fucking enough. And I went, I'm not as smart as you. And kept going.
Novel sensations, like getting incredi-high.
Sensory maxing is so important to me, Audrey.
Same.
It's so important. I need everything all at once, but not in a social way, or I'll die. Do not put me in front of a crowd unless I have had several weeks to prepare for it.
Oh, yeah. I want to make sure that I feel competent presenting or talking about the thing that I'm presenting or talking about.
You should feel confident in presenting because you look girly as fuck.
Thank you.
You look so girly, I want to send you to the kitchen to make me a sandwich.
Incredible. I've been thinking about that lately. I had a moment with a guest at the unnamed high-end retail establishment where she made reference. She used a masculine pronoun in a sentence.
A man.
And I thought that she was referring to me. So I corrected her. I said, she. And she goes, oh, no, I was talking about my husband.
You should have doubled down, been like, yeah, he's going to yeah, be
she's
she
gonna be
when I'm done.
Yeah. I'll be your husband. but I
was thinking, like, you're going to force film.
Oh, that'd be funny. I kind of just briefly apologized and said, sorry, I've been kind of defensive about that lately. And she goes, I understand fair. Why.
Aww.
She was like, yeah, that makes sense. So she was kind of a cool lady.
I was going to take a bite of apple, and then I thought about the crunch on recording. Crunch. I really thought better of it.
It's so good of you. You're taking care of the fans so well.
I try, even when high. Did you?
Well, Digimon, because I only have so much gas left in the tank. I have to go to sleep as soon as I possibly can.
What if I finger your prostate?
That'll probably wake me up a little bit, actually.
Would that put more gas in your tank?
It might.
Digimon.
Digimans. This episode is entitled Duel on the Digimon Ranch, or in the English version, The Good, the Bad, and the Digi.
I like
and the
that
articles
a lot.
And the synopsis to this episode begins like this. This Here's section the, of the article no, is up, a stub. You can help by expanding it.
Good, yes. Here's the thing. I'm blasted.
Yeah.
Right? That's what this episode deserves. I'm gonna tell you right
no,
now,
for
this
sure.
one's stupid as fuck, and it's much better if you're just fucking high as balls.
I can imagine. Well, I don't have to imagine. I was pretty shablasted on Kratom watching this, but
yeah.
After receiving a distress call from Bioman in probably the coolest cold open we have seen in this show so far, you see Berdramon flying along out in the distance, and then fucking strafing fire, like flak, erupts around her.
Yeah, like it's a fucking Gundam fight. Shit's wild.
Yeah. It was cool. It was a dog fight, a pursuit between some Airdramon and Berdramon. It was fucking cool.
It was so cool and scary because you're like, no.
At first, you're like, what the hell is that? And then you're like, oh my god, that's Berdramon getting shot at by Airdramon. And then she gets hit and goes down.
She goes down. Because there's like a bajillion of them after her, and they're roughly
yeah.
the same level. She might be a veteran fucking champion, but there's a lot of them. and they're all firing at her.
Yeah. And they tend to be reasonably powerful Digimon themselves for a champion. Airdramon,
yeah. Too. I mean, they're an alternate Digivolution for Biomon.
I see. I see. So, Sora and the others, minus TK and Kari, go there, it says. And there's some scenes of kind of like collecting up the team and figuring out who all's going to go.
Yole and the and Cody are fucking smuggling their Digimon in their shirts, and I'm like, haha, they got big tummy. They had too much for Halloween, too much candy.
Too much Halloween candies. That's pretty funny. TK definitely would have gone. You know what I mean? Like, if TK was reachable, he was having a nap with Patamon. It was really cute.
Patamon and Kari. Kari and Gatomon are just going out for a day. They're just, they're riding their bike. Gatomon's sitting in the basket and telling her, ooh, ooh, that looks like a good scenic spot. Go there next. And
it's really adorable. I was really happy for them. But I wanted them to go help Sora.
I know. It's like, I'm happy for you. I'm so glad you're finding a moment of joy in the middle of this extended war over a place that you love. Your friends are in need. Your friends are in need.
Your friends are in mortal danger. So
it's a very Animorph situation.
The ones that decide to go, that would be Sora and Yole and Daisuke and
Cody,
Iori, go to the digital world, totally okay. and they arrive in like a desert biome and find like a old west town there.
In a desert biome, tons of Endermen are spawning.
Sure. They enter a town just like the Old West. They go into the saloon where Starmon shows him his dark ring. What they don't mention in the synopsis is that he pours them welcome milk.
Yeah, there's a whole thing with welcome milk. He does like a fucking, what's that, the tap, like arcade game?
It's like Tapper, yeah.
Tapper, yeah. He does that where he just fucking sends the glasses down. And they're like clipping through each other, which I think is lovely. In a digital world, you should play on the fact that things can just kind of clip into each other, you know? You should have Gmod collision noises in Digimon, is what I'm saying. But also, this envisioning of the Wild West is fucking insane, because just outside of town, buried in the sand, there's bird cages, there's broken down cars. There's fridges and oil barrels and tires and shit just sticking out of the sand. All of them various sizes.
Yeah, it's real. Like, it's real goofy. Like, at one point, it's just detritus.
A fridge, and then there's a huge tire in one spot. And you're like, what the fuck was this all for? But that's just it. Yeah. It's the digital world. In the Wild West is where is the recycle bin where you put all of your dumb shit. Like Starmon.
Like who Starmon, sucks. Who sucks. He,
can you describe the man?
Sheriff Star.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what like, he is. He's like a badge, almost. His body is like unto a badge. Is like unto a sheriff's badge. And he's got little arms and legs sticking out. And his eyes are, like, poking out of, like, a black field in the middle of the star. And he's wearing a big cowboy hat.
Yeah, big cowboy hat. And
Cody says something that bangs out of control here.
Oh, yeah?
They're talking about how... Starmon is basically like, hey, you know, I'm on the side of truth and justice here. And, Cody says, or no, it was Armadamon says, people who say they're on the side of justice often turn out to be the bad guys or something like that.
Yeah, that's such fucking anarchist energy. I love that shit.
Yeah, it's cool as fuck.
Like, oh, you're trying to take a position of authority? That sounds to me
like some bitch shit.
That's some bitch shit, and I have a baseball bat.
The whole thing smacks of hierarchy, said the anarchist. So I tip over the barbecue grill and turn the 4th of July into the 4th of shit.
They just casually mentioned that they're looking for, or like, they're like, we're looking for Bioman.
He's like, oh, Bioman, I know her. And he goes, doesn't he say, like, pause for effect or some shit?
Oh, yeah, and he's like, I've been looking for her. Snap, and then a shit ton of wanted posters, like, fly up, like, yeah. The movie. Yeah, the movie.
The film.
The film. The one with the, they find crime before it happened.
Oh, Minority Report, yeah.
Minority Report. With the hologram screen.
I saw that one time.
And they do their hands, and they... This episode's gonna be unlistenable. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm literally, like, while you're saying things, I'm catching a little bit of shut-eye while you're talking.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm getting a little nappy nap in between saying dumb shit.
We are in bad shape. But then again, so is the world.
So is the world! I have titties, so I'll be fine regardless. Look at these. Look at these things.
Look at them fucking tubes. Hell yeah. You're welcome. Thank you for tubes.
And it's an audio medium, so fuck you, listener. You'll have to imagine titties.
You'll have to imagine Corliss sweet boobs.
Close your mind. Close your eyes.
And open your mind.
Open your... Okay. And then picture a pasty white chest with a pair of honking tits on it. And so they're a little bit pointy, but they still like droop down a little bit, like a teardrop, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a pear. And that's the titty. And those are yours. You get to keep that, listener. That's for you.
Yeah, this description of boobs. Remember that.
Remember. Clementine will remember that. Meteor squall.
So they try to run away because they're like, hey, this fucking sucks. Let's run away from Starmon, who goes, meteor squall! And fucking a storm of stars just fall out of the sky and start blowing up all around them.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot as an attack.
Yeah, that this fucking dork would have such a powerful attack is so surprising.
He is a champion level. He's a champion level, so I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. So, they're running, and they are captured and thrown into an old-timey, Old West jail, where they find Bioman, who's in, like, really bad shape.
No.
She's like, Sora. They're like, oh, shit, it's Bioman, holy fuck, that's no good. But, like, in the next scene, she's just fine. She's as fine as the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
Like, they don't really play that super hard. And then while they are in the jail, they get a visitor who's Revolmon, or Deputymon in the English version. And the way that they have it in the synopsis here is, thankfully, Deputy Mon sees them in prison and frees only the girls for a game of cards because, quote, boys cheat. That is not the implication in the Japanese version. He does just kind of appear out of nowhere. Like, he just walks through the fucking saloon door and is like, what up, bitches? I'm a gun.
I'm a gun. I carry two smaller guns.
Yeah. Did you want me to describe him?
Yeah, describe him.
Gunman.
A gun.
A gun.
He is, though. He's just a gun with a face and arms and legs.
Just a face gun. He frees the girls by shooting a bullet through the lock, it looks like. He, like, makes a big show of it and it says justice bullet or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the gate swings open, and he takes the girls out. for a game of cards.
And he's not like being horny. He just wants to play cards with them.
Yeah,
a weird non-joke, almost.
Yeah, I think they were playing Go Fish because he asks for sevens when he doesn't have any in his hand.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe it's Go Fish.
I don't fucking know.
I know Balatro. That's the only card game I know that uses a standard deck of cards. So when Starmon realizes that the girls are freed, he and Revolmon have a duel.
Oh, and this is after the fucking flashback where you find out what happened to Biomon after she gets shot, which is she finds Starmon, he offers her welcome milk, tosses it to the ground as soon as she gets close enough, and then shoots her.
So crazy.
It's fucked.
Yeah. I don't like Biomon having bad things happen to her.
No. It's no good. Also, he builds a fucking a gallows. Around the Dark Tower, which, first of all, perfect imagery. Perfect. Second of all, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was really surprised when he was like, ooh, I gotta build a scaffold, and I was like, oh no.
So I can hang you all.
So I can hang him high.
He only has one rope, so he's doing one person at a time.
He's doing them sequentially. You have to watch your Digimon partner get their fucking neck snapped.
No!
It's no good.
Patamon's too light.
Patamon would just, like, slip out, because he has no neck either.
He has no style.
This Digimon is powerful.
It is a shit pile. No, I love Patamon.
I love Patamon too. So Starmon and Deputy Mon go to have a duel, and it plays out like this. Starmon goes, "All right, Pilgrim, three paces," and turns and starts to take a step away, and he takes his 1, 2, 3, and on the third step, just gets shot in the back. And he's like, and he goes, you didn't even take three steps. And he said, yeah, I said that was fine, that you could take three steps.
It's such playground behavior.
It is. It's total playground behavior.
This whole episode has like kindergartner logic to it.
Yeah. Oh, there's some real goofy shit that happens when before Revolmon frees them that I would like to highlight. So earlier in the episode, Starmon reveals that he has a control ring by lifting up his hat and showing his control ring. He kind of demurs.
They mention the Digimon Kaiser and Dark Rings, and he bashfully goes, "Oh, excuse me," and lifts his hat, and it's the funniest thing.
Yeah, it's real goofy.
It's honestly a good bit. Good reveal.
And so Revolmon comes in and he's like, "Yo, I'm on the side of justice. I have an ability called Justice Bullet. I'm a justice guy. Justice, justice."
Turns out and, I'm a card pervert.
Right. Cody's like, "Hey, you know, the people who protest about being good the most often end up being bad guys." And they're like, "Hey, because he's talking about freeing them. He's not very specific about just the girls at first."
Right.
"I'm going to free you." And they're like, "Come on, what's the catch? Surely you have a control ring somewhere. Under your hat." And he lifts up his hat. No control ring.
Oh, this. Yeah. What the fuck?
And then they're like, "Under the scarf." And he pulls down his scarf. And there's no control ring. And then they're like, "Boot. Sock. Shirt. Pants,
force
him underwear
to prove himself," and he eventually goes, "No, actually."
Well, he fully. I think he fully gets new. Like I think he took it all off because they were all like shocked by it and like
they were covering their face. I think everyone just got kind of caught in the momentum.
It's so weird. It's such a weird choice.
Weird, Corlin. Make
reference to underwear in a fucking show like this. It's just crazy.
To Undertale. Story of Undertale. Whoa. Story of Undertale. That one's for Aki and no one else.
Nice. So Starmon beats Deputymon in the duel by using Meteor Squall again.
Yeah, his OP move.
His OP move. And they have to lasso his lunch. Starmon comes in to check on him and sees that the girls have been taken, and that's how he realizes that the girls have been taken by Revolmon. And he goes and leaves his lunch on the table and runs out and leaves. Digimon's like, Armadamon's like, you know, if I get that, I can eat and then like digivolve and break us out of here. So they take a rope and they form a lasso and they lasso his lunch, which is a turn of phrase that I rather enjoy. It's lasso his lunch.
Perfect triangle cut sandwiches.
Yeah, his little, I think is very little finger sandwiches. It's very
makes
adorable.
A point to really treat himself for lunch.
Yeah. And so then they actually have the duel. Revolmon is defeated, and then the boys break out of the jail. Vemon armor digivolves into Lydramon and tries to go after Starmon, but is immediately rebuffed by a Meteor Squall, an attack that he used 7 times in this episode, and every time the animation was exactly the same.
Exactly the same. You can just feel the saved budget.
Oh, yeah. You can just feel the savings, and they pass that on to you.
They pass that on to you to give you a weird episode.
And then he gets defeated in Lydramon form and digivolves into Flamedramon, so you get both of them this episode. And then he defeats Starmon. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the episode.
That's it. This one sucks.
What a weird little bottle. You know what I mean?
I was excited when I saw Digimon Ranch. I was like, oh, fuck. I hope these two are like the, you know, the Cowboy Bebop Bounty Channel, the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they're like that. And then they weren't. They were much worse.
Much worse than that.
Fucking Biomon torture. She fucking, they find her in the cell with dead eyes, like the hope just drained out of her. And she tells Sora, you came so late. And I cried.
Yeah. I think it's a testament to this episode that I'm going to rate on a scale of rookie to mega, that, or to the show rather, that an episode this week can still get a tear out of you. So I'm going to give it a champion as opposed to a rookie.
It's a rookie for me. I hated this one.
So fucking stupid.
The villains are stupid. They're like, there's stuff to like. There really is. But the villains are stupid. Just watch it for the bits of everyone being cute. Starmon doffing his hat all fucking bashful. Fucking TK sleeping in and Patamon making little biscuits with his tiny arms.
Oh, that's so good. He gives his little tummy a scratch.
Oh my god. Yeah, watch it for the little fucking bits of joy and nothing else, because the rest of it is nonsense.
The rest of it's dog shit. And speaking of dog shit, Pussy 2 drop.
Pussy 2!
Pussy 2! Don't put dog shit in the pussy. That's terrible.
Ugh.
I have one porn for each of these, and one of them doesn't even, like, fucking Revolvermon, or Deputymon in English, is just in the background of one of these, but it's all I could find of the fucker.
He's getting
so
cucked.
We're gonna start with that one. We'll have you describe it. Here you go. These are all like...
Is that... Oh, that is Star. That is Revolvemon OCs. In the background. These are all OCs.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a Vemon and like a purple lady Vemon.
Yep, that's one of the OCs.
That's one of the OCs.
White ass Vemon.
As is the white angel slut.
Angel slut.
Wearing like a torn up cut off shirt and a and a collar with a heart on it. And Vemon and this lady Vemon with the glasses and this, I guess, like white scaled Vemon as well.
Is there there's names? Garmon, Kumamon. No, all of the rest of them are fucking Vemon OCs, all three of the front ones.
Yeah. And they're just fully plowing the white one. While Revolmon and Terriermon watch.
And where is this taking place?
Like in a strip club.
Yeah, on the pole.
On a pole in the purple strip club.
Do you like the blue Vemon OC's fucking bow tie and like butler short shorts?
Yeah, and like tuxedo fucking short shorts. It's so weird.
And the lady titty purple Vemon has like fucking a little patch of hair in the middle of her balls.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like in her fucking ball seam just has a little patch of fur in a weird way. Fur.
That's yeah. Cute. Wearing a bunch of necklaces and shit. This one's weird.
It's an odd thing. It's an odd thing that you found.
Culture. This is someone's commission with like that they, their two Vemon partners.
That they just love.
They're just love in love. Look at this. That dick bounce. There's like the fucking phantom dick to indicate that it is rapidly bouncing.
It's wiggling.
Next one, I will describe.
Next one.
But I will send it to you also.
Lots of cum in that first one, I should mention.
Yeah, there's cum coming out the butt. Lots of cum.
Cum coming out my ass.
Also lots of cum. This one,
yo.
Frankly, Starmon's a shitty design, so I can understand why you have to do that. But Starmon's whole body has been turned into its face. And the rest of it is just... hot muscle lady, big tits, spandexed up, got the same fists at least.
Yeah.
And got the Digimon style, you know, black, belts with silver buckles strapped around everywhere.
Yeah.
But honestly, it looks, if it weren't for the Starmon head, I'd have assumed this was a Garchomp OC. but yeah, there's two panels, one of just her just standing, hands on hips, fucking pussy forward, like, I'm so fucking cool, and then the next one
check
is her
out my moose knuckle.
Rapidly bouncing her voluminous butt cheeks over, frankly, too large of a penis, just, that's too much.
Why it's so big? It's the size of his fucking thigh.
It's the size, yeah, it's the size of his, like, worryingly gaunt tummy.
So odd.
So odd, but she's bouncing on that thing, he's coming all over, and she is once again going, hey, I'm so cool, my butt made someone come.
She is making the face of like a professional sports mascot in that second image, you know what
yeah.
I mean? She's like, hey, I'm so mischievous.
DreamWorks villain grin.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. This is funny. I'm really glad you found this one.
Oh, I got right. Actually, there's a description on this one. So I wanted to lewd Starmon because, as you know, I like looting Digimon. Nobody asked to be looted for fun. Midway through it, I had the idea of making her a wrestling champion to fit the appearance. I really wanted to draw a wrestling ring around with the crowd and an announcer speech bubbles, but I got too tired to do it.
Boy, can I relate to that.
Relatable.
Which is why I think it's important that we share our digital champion. My digital champion in this episode was you, the listener.
Oh, I thought that was me, Corla. I was very excited.
I can't give it to anybody this episode. Well, pat him on for tummy scritches. I give it to Patamon for being Mondo fucking cute this episode, despite having a very small part to play.
unreasonably adorable. I'm going to give it to Gatomon, actually, for taking Kari out on a little joyride. Like, hey, put your phone away, put the Digivice away, we're having an us day, okay? We're going to look at some nice shit. We're going to move around town. You're going to feel so much better. And she's right. And it's delightful.
I would love to see how that shakes out when they get back.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I'm sorry about a short one. I feel like we kind of just got in and got out on this one, but
in fairness, the episode didn't give us a lot to work with, and I ran a lot about Factorio. I did my best.
And we are both fucking fully exhausted because it's hard out there. It's hard. It's a hard knock world.
In Trump's America.
In Trump's fucking America. Yeah, I'm trying to stay positive. I'm trying to, you know, not let, you know, current events get me down. But it's increasingly difficult.
Because current events keep coming to us is the main problem.
Right. Yeah, I can't escape them shits because they just all the time. Oh, did you see that Matt Gaetz is going to be the Attorney General? And you're like, oh, fucking God damn it.
Yeah, the personal is political, baby.
Yeah. But I've been saying it on RFTB for a couple weeks now. I think it's important to say it here. The most important thing you can do is get out and love each other. Like, genuinely care about the people you care about and try to take care of each other. You know,
do your damnedest to get you and yours surviving and thriving.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, say something nice to somebody. Reach out to people you care about.
Yeah. Tell them their cum tastes good. If you
tell
have
them
grounding.
Tell them
to judge them.
Don't tell your boss that their cum tastes good.
No, tell someone whose cum you have tasted. Ideally, frequently.
Yes.
Because you want to know how it varies over time, right?
That's
diet
true.
Changes.
That
it.
Is true.
I'm
going to
shut up.
Does.
Go on.
Hey, Corla.
Yeah.
Share your plugs.
I run another show called Post Ponies with two partners and another gal. It's a retrospective of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and the Rise of American Fascism. It's another podcast just like this one. You can find it with podcast thingies like the one you're listening to. Or at smallgayhorse.com.
Smallgayhorse.com.
Smallgayhorse.com. Did I fuck up? Did I say it wrong?
No. Okay. No. I said small gay horse.
Okay. You were just doing the emphasis thing. You were doing the Griffin McElroy.
I was doing the Griffin McElroy.
Griffin McElroy.
Griffin McElroy. I do another show called Radio Free Tote Bag. You can find it at rftb.me or anywhere you find your podcasts. It's a fun relationship advice program that has a good heart. And as goofy as hell.
It's good. We have patrons, too.
We do. Let's pull up the Patreon.
Give me the list. Did I pin it last time?
Here.
No. I did pin a game called
new.
Don't Stop Girly Pop. I got to check back on that.
Wow.
Sorry, Insolatus. Is the name Don't Stop Girly
Pop
is like the tag.
I think we got some new subscribers, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh shit.
Okay, so we got those pulled up. Can you read that?
We'll scroll on down. I can read that.
Nice. Do you want to start?
Yeah, we'll start with Jubilation Lee.
Crossover between three shows that I love very much. Pablo Hummus.
Fuck yeah. Meesh.
Waylon the Sprite Smith.
Maya.
Teresa.
Bubba Nitro.
My Metamore Gigi.
And me.
And Corla, as a free member.
As a free member.
So, yeah, thank you for so much for supporting us at the DigiDestined tier. You truly are the Digi in our minds.
You are the egg in our Digivice.
You are the armor in our Digivolution.
Shinka!
Armor! Shinka! All right, I'm going to go pass immediately the fuck out and wake up and go to work.
Yeah, yeah, let's fucking do it. Pass out, buddies.
Pazza buddies.
We love you all. We hope you keep going. Keep going. We love you.
You gotta keep going. We love you and we miss you. And we'll talk to you soon. See you, bye.
Bye.